Leon, let's start with Megatron. Is Calvin Johnson the best wide receiver in the NFL, in your opinion?
I think so. It'd be hard to argue that, considering, you know, the stats he's had over the few years, especially last year. So, you know, if he's not the best, he's definitely way up there.
6'5", 230-something. How do you deal with that as a corner?
You got to be as physical as you can, obviously, against, you know, somebody that is bigger than you are. So, but you got to be smart. Obviously, he's big, but he can run really fast. He jumps better than probably anybody in the NFL. So you got to be smart about what you do out there.
We're talking to Leon Hall. Let's look at the guy throwing him the football, Matthew Stafford. Younger than Andy Dalton, but in his fifth year in the NFL. What stands out about him when you watch him on tape?
His physical abilities, first of all. I mean, he gets the ball out on time. You know, a lot of time it's quick, but it's, you know, it comes out when it needs to be. He has a great arm. He can make any throw. Sometimes with off his back foot and still throw the deep ball really well. So you just got to be able to guard the whole field against him, especially because he can really make any throw running in any direction.
What has Reggie Bush added to that offense?
It's tough. Adds that matchup difficulty. You know, you can't really put a linebacker on him. Then you got to think, do you really want to use a safety or a nickel or a corner on him? So, you know, he creates those mismatch.
Let's throw in one more Lions name, the rookie tight end, Joseph Fourier, 6'7", 7 catches, 5 for touchdowns. Do they basically just lob it up there and count on him to go up and get it?
Sometimes it seems like they do, but, I mean, you know, if I had his frame, you know, I'd want him to throw it up to me too. So, you know, that's just another threat in their offense. You know, talking about Calvin Johnson earlier and Reggie Bush, and, you know, he just add him into the mix, it makes it more difficult.
Leon, you guys have managed to beat Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady this year. Does that give you any added confidence when you face a guy like Matthew Stafford?
A little bit. I mean, the fact that we were able to do well against other quarterbacks really doesn't help us, really, as soon as you step on the field. You know, we're going to prepare like we did those weeks, you know, go in with the same mentality, and, you know, hopefully we'll play well enough and shut them down on Sunday.
You're a bit of a question mark going into the game last week due to the hamstring. You played well. How do you feel?
I feel sore, but other than that, I'm okay.
Let's talk about the team at this point of the season. You pulled into sole possession of first place in the division. You're 4-2. Grade the Bengals at this point.
I don't really have a grade for us yet. You know, I don't really like to do that at any point in the season, to be honest. You know, we're 4-2 now, like you said. You know, we got a lot of games to play. We're just focusing on this next game, you know, going to Detroit and playing well there.
A win's a win in the NFL, but was it hard to fully enjoy last week's victory, considering you had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter and didn't hold on?
A little bit. But like you said, you know, win's a win. You know, you're happy about that, regardless of, you know, how the game went down. Obviously, the film session will be, you know, week to week is different. Even depending, you know, when you win and lose, obviously, but, you know, depending on how you play, it'll be different. So winning helps, but we still have a lot of stuff to do.
When people say, how can you shut down Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and not shut down a guy like Thad Lewis, how do you respond?
I don't really have a response to that. I mean, we you know, every week we work on shutting down an opponent. You know, regardless if we do that or not, that's what we work on during the week. And, you know, we go in on Sunday with the intentions to shut them down. And, you know, some days are better than others. But, you know, it's just a learning process that we're going to, you know, get through.